It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I am your local host, Mike Hogan. And there's a big event going on February 28th here from 6 to 7:30 at the Kaneko at 1111 Jones Street. It's the Great Minds Lecture Series. And for this particular series, well, in fact, I'll have my guest tell you who's going to be there and why. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Please introduce yourself to everyone.
This is Stefan Grote. I'm the executive director of Kaneko. This Thursday, we're going to be having Stephen Everett, who is a provost with Adelphi University in New York. He has all sorts of wonderful credentials after his name. But
he does. It's a wonderful alphabet soup that he has. Right. It's magnificent.
The short story there is he is a sound scientist. He is going to be joined by a concert pianist named Stefano Michelli. Stefano is going to be accompanying his lecture. That is to say, he's going to be playing sounds, keys, small snippets of music. And actually, we don't really know what that aspect is going to be because we haven't quite seen it yet. And I'm not sure if Stephen has tried this with him yet. And so it's going to be a fun surprise there. But Stephen is going to be talking about, well, sound in general, but it's going to be the effects of research on the sound, the kind of cognitive effects that we have with sound, also the cultural significance of sound. So he goes everywhere between what it feels like to a baby to hear the mother's sing-songy tone. This is a very common sound that everybody in every culture all over the world makes to their babies. And, you know, so it's not so much the words that they're saying, but it's the effects of the up and down. And so
and in fact, the shush sound is actually the sound of the blood being pushed through the mother's heart, which is one of those comforting sounds and can silence.
That's right. That's right.
A youngster.
Yeah. So I've seen several of Stephen's talks before, and it's so interesting how he can relate all sorts of different kinds of sound to it being significant to us. And so he's not only going to talk about cultural effects or, you know, what we hear around the world, but also kind of the science of hearing, how our ears hear it, how our brain translates that sound. He'll go into dissonance. He'll talk about resonance, acoustics, the emotional effects that we get from sounds.
And actually how the body can react to that. I'm brought back to that there's a Alfred Hitchcock Presents. He wrote a series of children's books.
That's right.
And in one of those children's books, there was in this mystery, these kids felt terror. It was called Terror Castle. And when they walked in the door, they felt terror, and they couldn't figure out why. And it turned out that it was such a very low vibration from an organ that it could not be heard by the human ear, but those vibrations caused a feeling in those kids as the vibration hit their spinal cord.
Absolutely. So I'm not sure if he'll go quite down that route, but it is it's that kind of phenomenon that he'll be talking about. It's fascinating. He's a wonderful, wonderful lecturer, and he does a wonderful job of relating to everybody so that this becomes an interesting subject to everyone.
Oh, that's just fascinating. That is February 28th, just a couple of days from now here at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30 at 1111 Jones Street. Of course, more information can be found at thekaneko.org. Stephen, let's talk about what the Kaneko does, because it's amazing. It's art, it's performance, it's something like this where there's lecture with sound, with demonstrations. Talk about the mission of the Kaneko.
Love to. So this is our 10th year at Kaneko. Many of our listeners will be familiar with what we do, but we like to explore the creative process. Many people know us as a contemporary art museum because we have really wonderful exhibitions that change very regularly. However, we want to be so much more than that. And so with these lectures, we want to be able to have these lecturers stay and get out into the community. In fact, Stephen and Stefano both have their own events to go to the next day that we've set up with UNO, with University of Nebraska-Omaha. They're partners of ours. We love them. And Stefano is going to be teaching a master class, and Stephen Everett is going to be doing a lecture to a couple of classes. And that's a part of what we like to do, not just bring these wonderful minds, these great minds, to give a lecture, but also have them explore further within the community. And so everything that we do, we try to find kind of that next level of what the creative process can be for that concept.
Very good. More information available at thekoneco.org. Again, the this particular segment of the Great Minds Lecture Series is February 28th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much.
On a very chilly day. Morning Edition continues now.